Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Chunkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team.
You're shaking your head when you look at your phone. What's up?
So I have a carpool for kids pick up from my daughter's school, St. Elizabeth's.
Mm-hmm.
I wish she went to a school that had a bus. They don't. So the school's about 15 minutes from my house. It's not that much of a big deal, but typically I drive sometimes 3 girls, sometimes 2 girls, but Monday is not my day. I drive Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. I made it simple that way so that the other person in the equation does Mondays and Fridays. Today's the last day of school. It's a half day, and I think that the other guy,
my buddy,
sent the text and was like, hey, is Jess picking up today? Well, she's working. And I actually have a lunch meeting.
Yeah.
But somebody's got to pick up the kids.
Right.
So that's why I was shaking my head. Mm.
Well, he better
do it. Trying to figure
it out.
It's
a wrinkle.
Yeah, but he works like north of Baltimore. So if he's north of Baltimore.
Oh, so he's screwed. So who's going to do it?
Probably yours truly, yeah. I'm guessing.
I thought you had a lunch meeting.
I'll have to push it back.
May have to move it.
Moving it back in a half hour. And bring 2 or 3 girls to my meeting.
Okay.
I'm not even sure where we were meeting. Might have been Potbelly.
Silly.
Yard House, yep. Actually. I think I was pitching that. But neither here nor there. That's why I was shaking my head.
Just, gotcha. Just
typical. You're out of that game of like carpooling. All your kids are drivers.
I was never
drivers.
In that game.
Yeah.
I never had to carpool.
It's good to have all drivers.
It is. I'm actually letting my son. I'm a little nervous about it. So his car, I told you, has pull down window, roll down windows.
He's got the crank yankers.
It's old school. Definitely doesn't have navigation. So he's going to UFC. I bought these UFC tickets with the intention of going with my son, but it's the day of my, and it's maybe silly that I don't want to miss it, but it's our championship game for soccer. We're going to have our end of the season party at Dave and Buster's. It's a whole big thing. It's my last game coaching because Isabel is moving on to travel soccer. So I didn't want to miss that. So he's going to drive my car to New Jersey.
By himself.
Hmm. And then go to UFC with his cousin.
Got it.
What else is going on in the Flame household?
It's all juggling a lot of balls. A lot of balls. He brought it up.
You're interested, aren't you?
I'm so locked in. Hey, it's, you know what? It's gave me time to preview some of my stories.
I can't wait to hear about the Diddy trial.
I knew you had to preview the story, so I gave you a little buffer.
I just was listening to JP go through his whole thing. Yeah. You know? I think, what do I have this weekend, Case? You want me to tell you what I have this weekend?
Sure.
We're doing a weekend preview?
No, I can't. I'm not.
All right. Well, I'm going to Lip Tournament today.
Yeah. Have fun on the show.
I thought you were going to go yesterday.
No, it's today.
I thought you were going for the
Pro-Am?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going.
You're busy going to Commander's Park and
By the way, my buddy's son is...
Andy's going to Nats Park today.
I got to go to Nats Park, Commander's Park.
I have a number for you. Did you get hooked on parking? Because I have a number for you.
Okay, I'm going to have to get that.
Did you get body snatched or something? I mean, what's going on with all this activity?
It's a long story, brother.
There's a lot happening.
But anyway, so my buddy's son is a caddy at RTJ. Yesterday, for the Pro-Am, he caddied for Johnny Drama.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah.
Kevin Dillon's in town.
Oh, very good. Look at him.
Hooked him up, too.
I missed that show.
Gave him this.
If they gave me another Entourage movie, I'd be happy.
But that's what he tipped
Johnny
him?
Drama gave him that?
Yeah. Can I see? I would love to see.
Those Entourage checks must be dumb.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of money to caddy.
That's a big number for a caddy.
Yeah, but that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Life-changing.
But, no, of course
what
not.
What did you guys tip your caddy?
Well, it depends.
You played
no, I have
same
any,
place.
You didn't let me answer. Mm-hmm. All right, so they have a caddy program where they have young people, and you could get a scholarship, and it's a whole thing. The young, inexperienced caddies, $60. Mm-hmm. The kids that have caddied for a couple summers.
Hunsky.
The guys, the vets.
150.
Starts at 120.
Mm. Yeah. Adult, it's already built in. It's not
That's just the going rate. You ask what the going rate is. Yeah. They tell you what the going rate is. So Adolfo, where I had three birdies, shot 79, just saying. Read all my putts perfectly.
Yeah.
He got $120, but he's a vet. I probably should have tipped him even more, to be honest with you.
150.
I probably should have tipped him even more.
Right, put his sweetener in there.
His reads were on point.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had, the next day, I had a kid.
I mean, that's a reason he wrote it down.
All right. Play the music, Valdi. Let me tell you what's going on in the world. The Hollywood and entertainment. Sorry, I can't stop coughing. I have a bug. I have a thing. I need a nasal. Here's what I need. I know what I need.
Well, why don't you go get it?
Because I don't feel like dealing with it. I need an inhaler. I just need an inhaler.
Yeah.
And some the nasal stuff. What do they call it?
Saline.
The saline. That's all I need.
You need Primatene Mist.
2 days of that. And I had Zyrtec, wife ran, and I don't feel like getting more.
Honestly, I think you take
lazy.
I think you take more.
Allegra doesn't work.
I think you take more vitamins and concoctions than anybody I know, and are the most unhealthy.
I'm actually extremely healthy. Knock on wood.
Okay.
I feel great.
You feel great. You're coughing every 3 seconds.
You said that you don't sleep.
He doesn't sound.
It's allergies.
I have allergies too.
He feels great. He's talking about fitful sleep. He's coughing all the time.
I feel kind of.
But it feels great.
Knock on wood. I don't want to say. I probably just jinxed myself. Probably going to die today. All right. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out, all of their vehicles, at BMWFairfax.com. Yeah, I got in the mirror, looked in the mirror yesterday, did a rare thing, looked in the mirror yesterday.
Yeah, uh-huh.
When I was butt naked. Haven't had a drink in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Could tell. A little bit less inflamed.
Ah.
A little bit sexier.
Okay. Good
it's
for
amazing
you.
What 1 week of not drinking could do for you.
Hmm.
It's amazing.
Did the wife chump your bones?
She doesn't give it. I mean, yeah. About as much as yours did.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So this is, I do have Diddy stuff. This is wild.
Of course you
do. No, but this I heard about this.
There's some wild stuff here. All right. So there's two things. First of all,
it's the new Johnny Depp of the EP from four or five years ago.
One of his ex-girlfriends. Is this not an interesting trial to you?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I think
it's interesting.
I just find Diddy to be a reprehensible person and just speed this thing up. Just throw him in jail, lock, and keep him there forever.
Yeah. Everyone agrees he's a reprehensible.
Just get to the end part.
That may not happen, but everyone agrees he's a reprehensible person. Yeah.
Is it still the prosecution's case?
I think so.
It's a long trial.
One of his ex-girlfriends testified how she got so wrapped up in his world that the two regularly used, are you ready for this? 2 dozen or more bottles of baby oil during each freak-off session.
Hmm.
2 bottles or more.
2 dozen bottles or more.
2 dozen bottles.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's 24.
That is 24 by my count.
You don't want Ashy Skinny, B.
I think it was way more than that. She's a woman who is testifying anonymously using the name Jane. She said she had her first freak off with him not that long ago in 2021.
Hmm.
And she said it opened a Pandora's box that she was never able to close again.
I need to block freak off in my Twitter. I never want to hear about freak offs ever again.
Oh, really? I want to hear more and more and more.
I want to hear less about freak offs.
What if it was like the freak offs that Rat was in?
Those I'm more interested in.
Okay, thank you.
I'm more interested in how many chicks Stephen Piercy has on his resume.
All right, there
than,
you go. Listen,
than Diddy.
Listen, I'm not, unlike JP, I think Diddy's music sucks. I think he's a freaking no
talent.
It's
actually terrible.
Yeah, I like hip hop, but I think he's terrible. He's a terrible dancer, terrible rapper.
He's a terrible all the way around.
He probably had good producers.
Maybe. He's, if you say he, so.
I think his talent is at marketing. marketing he was good at.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a marketing genius.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that the judge...
But this is interesting to me.
I don't know if the judge actually threw him out of the...
Yeah, that's the next story.
Oh, that was next.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
No, you could do it if you want.
We had bangers, EB.
Right, he had nothing to do with
it. I'll be missing
just,
you.
He was just a front person. He was the puppet.
All about the Benjamins.
Yeah, somebody came up with the hooks. And
in my opinion, American society as a whole...
Enough about his music.
...would be better without Diddy and his music.
Apparently, the judge either threatened to toss him out of the courtroom or did because he's...
They threatened.
Okay, is he's making gestures to the jury?
The judge presiding over Sean Diddy Combs' criminal trial has threatened to ban the disgraced music mogul from the courtroom for nodding and making faces at members of the jury.
Yeah, there you go.
Judge Aaron Subramanian, Subramanian, that's it, Subramanian, called his actions absolutely unacceptable.
I concur. Said they might have a gavel.
Mr. Combs was vigorously nodding during the cross-questioning of Brianna Bogolan, a friend of Mr. Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassie, who accused the rapper of holding her over a balcony. Mr. Combs has pled not guilty to all charges, including sex trafficking and a racketeering conspiracy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me see if there's other instances.
He's not going to testify, right? They already said he's not going to testify.
I don't know. I don't think he could, right? It'd open up a can of worms.
I don't think he is, but I didn't know.
The woman claims he began paying $10,000 per month for a home for her. He was just hooking people up. Provided her with drugs, ecstasy, cocaine, ketamine.
Sounds like Mike Mars golf bag a few days ago. I'm kidding. I know you didn't have illicit substances. That's a joke.
It just had cigs and zins. Right?
Yeah.
Are you back on the zins? Did that restart trigger for you?
Haven't done a zin since the Purple Heart.
Really?
Look at you. You're my guy.
You're not addicted.
Since the Purple Heart. It was like 3 days ago.
Now, when Sugar Sean chins Marab, though, we probably might celebrate
might throw
a
one in there.
Okay. We'll see.
Okay, good.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground in Arlington this weekend.
Boots on the ground. Right. Boots on the ground.
All right, I see Kevin's on hold. When we come back, we'll do a little movie review with Kevin McCarthy. Don't go anywhere.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.